This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Just a couple of days away from the beginning of the Summer Arts Festival with Umpqua Valley Arts, Ashley Kluver and Betty Tam in. And thanks for coming in. Ashley, we'll start with you. Talk about some of the things that are going to be going on for those 3 days.
Well, if anyone is not familiar with the Summer Arts Festival, which I'm not sure if there's too many people in our community who aren't, but if you're not, it is a nonstop weekend of arts, entertainment, and food where we have visitors from all over come to see artists from all over, shop their arts and see what they're doing and creating. Enjoy some fantastic entertainment, both from community acts and from acts across the region. And then we also have a food court that's filled with great treats and delicious foods that everybody can enjoy while they're kind of perusing the art vendors and checking out the entertainment. So there's lots to do over the course of the 3 days.
And it's something that brings in not just local people, but you get people from out of the area, not just the vendors, but people that come to see it too.
Yeah, we have a lot of people from outside the area that say they come just specifically to check it out. It's some of the people are from the area and they've moved away and they come back as like a summertime tradition. They kind of time their visits, and we're always happy when we hear that because it just shows how much of a staple this event is in our community.
Well, and even some people who plan their vacation so they're not gone during the arts festival.
Absolutely, yes. Some people will make sure that they get the dates right just so they can make sure they attend.
So, Betty, you've been involved with this. In fact, you're the president or chair of the board right now. Talk about your take on what's going on.
Well, I really I'm looking forward to this year because the weather is going to be absolutely perfect. I've been to enough of these that we've seen inclement weather, too hot, too rainy, too whatever. This is going to be absolutely perfect.
And what do you like best about it?
It brings so many different community members in and so many different vendors. They see the breadth of what our artists can do around here, and there's just incredible music and things for kids to see and entertainment on both stages. So.
Now, how long have you been involved with the Arts Festival and with the board?
You know, I was trying to remember. It's at least 10 years.
Now, are you an artist yourself, too?
No. I write. I'm not an artist, but I enjoy it very much.
So your artistry really sticks with wine, then?
There you go.
Which is really its own art form.
It takes a lot of training, a lot of effort, and a lot of senses to produce a good wine.
So why do you think the Arts Association is so important? What's led you to spend a decade helping it out?
It's kind of, sometimes arts are hard to fund, especially in difficult recessions or in difficult times. It's hard to keep art funded, and I just think it's such an important part of our education, particularly. And it was going through some financial troubles about 10 years ago when I got on the board, and it's really nice to see it strengthen and be sustainable now.
So, Ashley, talk about what goes into what people are maybe even seeing this morning on Harvard.
So this morning, people are probably seeing that some of our fencing has gone up. It's one of the many steps that go into getting our festival grounds ready. Even over the last couple of weeks, some people in the community may have seen our banners go up, our shade cloths for the community stage that faces Harvard. There's a lot of different moving parts that go into this festival, from the planning stages leading up to the groundswork to the groundswork itself. And we're always astounded at the community output of volunteers that come and help us, and it's what helps make that happen. And it's going to be going further on. So later today, tomorrow, you're going to see some more of us out there.
And can you still use volunteers for this weekend's event?
Yes, we can always use an extra set of hands because you never know, things happen. But also, just there's a lot of things happening during the festival as well.
And what kinds of things do volunteers do during the festival?
They range. So it can be anything from welcoming visitors at the gate to kind of help take in the attendance fees from people, or doing booth sitting where you kind of help out artists and let them take breaks here and there every now and then. Some artists come all the way from afar by themselves and they don't have anybody to give them breaks during the long weekend. Because let's just say it's at 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on the first 2 days and 10 to 4 on the last day. day is, that's a long set of hours, and loading in and loading out. So booth sitters are an integral part of giving vendors those moments of relief so they can go get a little walk around.
Now, Betty, one of the aspects about the Summer Arts Festival, too, is that it's a fundraiser for the organization.
Absolutely. So we're really excited about the excellent weather today, cause this weekend, because it'll bring a lot of people. It's our primary fundraiser and has been for many, many years. So I hope people will come and support the arts and enjoy the event.
And is there a particular favorite thing for you when you go to the arts festival?
Oh, my. I really liked seeing the vendors and the different ones. And apparently there's going to be a lot of new ones this year. So there'll be new and different vendors coming from afar. So I really enjoy that part.
Now, Ashley, any idea what the farthest away vendor, how far they're coming from?
Ooh, I think the farthest vendor, it's still kind of in the Pacific Northwest region, but it's got to be somewhere out towards, I think, Colorado. Or possibly down in mid-southern California. I think it's one of those two points, if I remember correctly. With 105 vendors you're working with, it's hard to remember all the locations, but I do remember seeing Colorado on the list of locations where they're from, and same with Southern California.
And when you talk about art, too, talk about the diversity of type of art people will see.
So that's the thing I also love about the festival, honestly, is how many different categories of vendors we have every year. We have everything from jewelry to painting, photography. We also have culinary arts. We have different yard art types. And some of those artists fall under different areas of either metalwork or 3D mixed media and 2D mixed media. Those were two categories we introduced because there's a lot of artists that don't just draw or just paint. They kind of do a mix of both in their work. And it's the same with 3D mixed media. So there's quite a few of those artists as well in those two categories. So you're going to see a whole array of work.
So for people coming out, what's the admission to get in?
It's going to be $5 per person, and that is for anybody ages 8 and up. Children 8 and under get in for free. If you're going to come with your immediate family, though, and it's about 4 to 5 people of immediate family members, like mom, dad, and kids, it's $15 for the day, and that gets you re-entry into the festival. We've got a way to stamp you so you can come back in if you have to leave and come back. And you don't necessarily need just cash to get in, but if anybody wants to bring cash for those vendors that don't have digital currency means, we definitely recommend grabbing some beforehand, but we take cash card at the gates too.
And what are the hours?
It's 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday it's 10 to 4. One thing I'll note about Friday and Saturday, though, art vendor booths do close at 8 p.m. Music and food still goes on till 9, but if anybody wants to make sure they plan their shopping, maybe it's particularly Friday evening after work, just know that it closes at 8 on Friday and Saturday for the art vendors.
All right, Ashley Kluver, Betty Tamp, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
8:39 at the morning report.